From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin highlighted the health protocols were allowed diligently at the Istiqlal Mosque and Jakarta Cathedral during the Level 3 public activities restrictions in Jakarta. Visitors' temperatures and vaccination proofs are checked and everything is well monitored. Vice President Amin expressed optimism that strict health protocols will also be followed at worship places in regions. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin lauded the Silaturahmi or Friendship Tunnel connecting Istiqlal Mosque and Jakarta's St. Mary's of the Assumption Cathedral as the symbol of religious harmony, especially for Indonesian Muslims and Catholics. Vice President Amin stated at Jakarta Cathedral on Friday, Indonesian Muslim pray at the Istiqlal Mosque while Indonesian Catholics visit the cathedral located opposite to the mosque. The Vice President expressed optimism that the Silaturahmi Tunnel will not only serve as a symbol of religious harmony, but also inspire Indonesians to nurture and maintain religious harmony in their daily lives. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics is striving to boost gender inclusivity in the information and communication technology sector so that women can become a part of digital transformation. Head of the Ministry Human Resources Research and Development Agency, Hari Budiarto, said in a press statement issued in Jakarta on Friday, because there is a requirement in the Sustainable Development Goals or SDGs where 30% of the whole sector must be represented by women. For the IT sector, this training will encourage women to become programmers and create applications. Indonesia was elected as a member of the Postal Operation Council or POC at the 27th Universal Postal Union UPU Congress held in Abidjan, Ivory Coast on August 25, 2021. Ambassador Wahyudin said in a written statement released by the Indonesian Embassy in Dakar on Friday that the election of Indonesia as a member of the POC UPU is proof of international confidence in Indonesia's active role so far and the future development of global postal services. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. government is likely to expand its intelligence ties with the Taliban after completing its withdrawal from Afghanistan next week, former U.K. Ambassador Peter Ford told Sputnik. On Friday, the White House admitted there was clearly a breakdown in the security process that failed to prevent this week's suicide bombing at the Kabul airport, which reportedly left 170 dead, including 13 U.S. troops. The attack claimed by the Islamic State Khorasan terrorist group banned in Russia comes amid a chaotic U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan that President Joe Biden claims the U.S. will complete by the end of the month. The Taliban movement has the responsibility to ensure that security is maintained at the Kabul airport since the facility remains critical for delivering humanitarian supplies to Afghanistan, United Nations spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric told reporters on Friday. Dujarric said during a press briefing that the United Nations at present avoids using the airport for the purposes of delivering humanitarian aid in Afghanistan, given the change of circumstances in Kabul. More than 10,000 people have been evacuated in the western Cuban province of Pinar del Rio over the Ida hurricane. The total number of evacuees stands at 10,471. 9,595 are sheltered in residential houses and 876 in evacuation facilities, the Juventud Rebelde news outlet reported late Friday. The hurricane has already hit the island of the Isla de la Juventud. The scale of the sustained damage has not been calculated yet. There are no reports about any victims. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has registered Ida's maximum sustained gust of 75 meters per hour on Friday afternoon. That was the news. First news comes from Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta. Langgaran Tourism Village Patuk District Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region was selected to represent Indonesia in the international competition for Best Tourism Village. The competition is organized by the United Nations World Tourism Organization. Secretary of the Gunung Kidul Tourism Office, Hari Sukmono, said in Gunung Kidul Wednesday that the Langgaran area has various unique features including ancient volcanoes, reservoirs, and Kampung Pitu, or an area where only 7 families lived. In the area, there are also sites within the Gunung Sewu Global Geopark, geological nature reserves, and geological heritage. In addition, in the Langgaran area, there are also cocoa management plantations from upstream to downstream or starting from planting, processing, to marketing carried out by the local residents. Next news comes from Magelang, Central Java. The Borobudur Conservation Center team during excavation at the sky wall construction site connecting Mendut Temple to Pawon in Bojong Magelang Regency discovered pottery fragment believed to be relics of the ancient Mataram. The center cultural Pamong figure Yudi Suhartono said in Magelang Wednesday that the excavation, which were carried out in May and July 2021, were following up on the discovery in the previous excavation in Sendang or across the river. Skywalk is a National Tourism Strategic Area project. Later, tourists can walk through the skywalk from Mendut and Pawon temples to the Great Borobudur Temple. Yudi Suhartono also said that the pottery shards with geometric decorations using the Chukil technique came from the same time as Borobudur Temple construction during the ancient Mataram era from the 8th to the 10th century AD. Last news comes from Depok, West Java. The innovation of the Paruku application by University of Indonesia students won the People's Choice Awards at the International NUS Medical Grand Challenge 2021 organized by the National University of Singapore. Dean of Faculty of Medicine Professor Ari Fahri Alsham, in his statement on Wednesday said that what the Paruku team had achieved proves that the COVID-19 pandemic should not be an obstacle for University of Indonesia's academician to keep achieving something. Paruku is an artificial intelligence-based chatbot application that provides services in the form of vaccination schedule and location information, information on the availability of COVID-19 hospital beds, as well as laboratory recommendation for COVID-19 diagnostic tests based on the user's location and the capacity of health facilities. The application is a collaborative work of students from the Faculty of Medicine and the Faculty of Computer Science of University of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
We begin today in story with the event of 28th of August 1789, Saturn's satellite was discovered. The German and British-born astronomer and composer William Herschel discovered Saturn's natural satellite Enceladus on August 28, 1789. Enceladus is the sixth largest natural satellite of Saturn. The satellite has a diameter of approximately 500 kilometers, which is about a tenth of the diameter of Saturn's largest satellite, Triton. It is mostly covered by fresh and clean ice, so it makes one of the most reflective celestial bodies in the solar system. Therefore, its surface temperature during the day is only 198 degrees Celsius or minus 324 degrees Fahrenheit, and it is much cooler than objects that absorb light. In spite of its small size, Enceladus has a wide range of surface features, starting from areas which are full of old craters to tectonically young deformed terrain. Next event is that in 2014, Recep Tayyip Erdogan was inaugurated as president of Turkey. Erdogan is a Turkish politician who has served as a president of Turkey since 2014. Previously, he served as prime minister of Turkey from March 14, 2003 to August 28, 2014. He is also a leader of the Adalet ve Kalkınma Partisi or Justice and Development Party. In 2010, Erdogan was voted as the second most influential Muslim in the world. We end today in story with the event in 1950 when Doris Dacre passed away. Ernest Francois Eugene Doris Dacre, or also well known as Danudirja Setiabudi, passed away in Bandung, West Java, at the age of 50. During his life, he was known as one of the triad, apart from Cipto Mangunkusumo and Suwardi Suryaningrat. Setiabudi was also the initiator of the basis of Indonesian nationalism in the early 20th century and the originator of the name Nusantara as the name for the independent Dutch Indies. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوية بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi calls for relevant ministries and institutions, regional government and all elements of society to support the activities of the Proud of Made Indonesia national movement and Proud of Indonesian tourism. This call also marks the launch of Gernas BBI and BWI in North Sulawesi with the theme From Sulawesi Towards Foreign Affairs, which was popularized with the hashtag Pelangi Sulawesi virtually on Thursday. The proudly made Indonesian national movement campaign raised the potential of artisanal and tourism products in the Sulawesi region, especially Likupang, North Sulawesi, which is one of the super priority tourism destinations. This event was attended by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Governor of Bank Indonesia Perry Warjio, Head of Competitiveness of the National Craft Council Bianca Lutfi, Governor of North Sulawesi Oli Dondo Kambay, and micro, small and medium enterprises players in Sulawesi. During the event, Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan asked Governor Oli Dondo Kambay to mobilize all regional officials to become ambassadors for local products through the campaign of the Proud of Made in Indonesia national movement. Minister Luhut Panjaitan appreciated micro, small and medium enterprises that have joined in digital trade, whose number currently has reached 15.5 million. On the same occasion, Governor of Bank Indonesia Perry Warjio encouraged the digitization of the payment system through the use of the Indonesian Standard Quick Response Code, or QRS. He stated that until July 31, 2021, more than 450,000 micro, small and medium enterprises players in Sulawesi have used QRS. This number increased by 114% compared to last year. He also stated that the increase in the use of QRS is inseparable from the synergy and collaboration that is increasingly strengthened among Bank Indonesia, tourism players, banks, local governments, including the National Crafts Council throughout Sulawesi. Meanwhile, North Sulawesi Governor Oli Dondo Kambei said that the local government is trying to encourage micro, small, medium enterprises players to always innovate. This is inseparable from the commitment and consistency of all parties to optimize the development of local products through the Proud of Made in Indonesia and Proud of Indonesian Tourism National Movement. Governor Oli Dondo Kambei appealed to all parties to support each other and work together to maintain the sustainability of micro, small, medium enterprises amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He calls for all people to love products made in Indonesia and travel to the region.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, in addition to being famous for the fresh soto culinary, in fact, Boyolali has a hidden paradise. Namely, Kedung Goro, which is located in Bolo Village, Wonosegoro Subdistrict, Boyolali Regency. Its hidden paradise presents natural beauty combined with the gurgling of a waterfall that soothes the soul and its exoticism of large rocks as well as cliffs which line up neatly around it.
From downtown of Boyolali to Kedungkoro takes approximately 1 hour by motor vehicles. Because this tourism spot is relatively new, to get to Kedungkoro, visitors can only use motorcycles, and then they have to continue to walk a few hundreds meters to reach Kedung location. To enter this Kedungkoro tourism attraction, they do not have to pay an entrance ticket, but only pay for parking. Arrive at the Kedungkoro location, they will immediately be treated to a wonderful panorama of natural beauty with the sound of a waterfall that soothes the soul and the exoticism of the arrangement of rocks, which will anesthetize their eyesight. If they are not satisfied with the natural beauty, they can test their adrenaline by jumping from the top of the rock 7 meters high or playing on slides by utilizing a waterway with a fairly extreme slope. Moreover, Kedungkoro has also 3 clear and green pools. The first or largest pool is at the lowermost part with approximately 5 meters deep, and its depth will increase during the rainy season, and 2 other more shallow pools are at the top. Besides, in Kedungkoro, there is also a waterfall that is only about 1 meter and 5 meters high. If visitors don't have courage to taste their adrenaline, they can just take photos with a tempting background of natural scenery. Which is far from the people's settlements, makes this Kedungkoro tourism attraction well preserved. Aside from the beautiful scenery and cool atmosphere, there are many spots that can be used to add the vacation excitement there. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian people are now starting to have a high awareness of taking care of their skin. Moreover, Indonesia's position is located on the equator, where the sun shines almost throughout the year. One of the products that must be used in skincare is sunscreen. Apart from its benefits that are not only for maintaining the beauty of the skin, sunscreen also has great benefits for maintaining skin health, especially to avoid skin cancer. Many sunscreen products are already available in the market. But there is one product that also steals the attention and is the result of innovation from the nation's children. This product is named Bia. Sunscreen is the result of the innovation from four students of Brawijaya University, Malang. They are Ridwan Aditya Kusuma, Carla Rosario Amelia Metar, Putu Yunita Selianti, and Aprilia Ardia Putri. They innovated to create an environmentally friendly natural sunscreen made from purslane and wet germ oil. The sunscreen also contains wet germ, which is rich in tocopherol, glycerin, and vitamin E, which help moisturize the skin and provide extra protection from the harmful effects of ultraviolet or UV rays. From the results of this innovation, they also managed to get funding for the 2021 Student Creativity Program or PKM in the field of entrepreneurship. Sunscreen has a sun protecting factor or SPF of 30, which is able to block UV radiation by 97%, making it suitable for use for both indoor and outdoor activities. Although the main target market is women, these four innovators say that this product is a unisex product or can be used by both women and men. In addition, this product is also a friendly product for people who have special skin care needs, such as people with lupus, psoriasis, and people with other special skin conditions that require protection from UV rays. Well, listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkong, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener. Today, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Di Tepinya Sungai Serayu, Tubisa by Tuti Mariati. Created by R. Sutojo, this song describes the beauty of the riverbank in the province of Central Java, namely the Serayu River. At dawn, the bank of the Serayu River looks beautiful. The clear water looks shimmering in the sunlight. Far away, Mount Slamet is towering, which becomes a source of prosperity. Listener, here is Tuti Mariati with the keroncong song entitled Di Tepinya Sungai Serayu. Enjoy!
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Kata
pernah ku tinggalkan kau sendiri. Tersenyumlah agar ku.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.